When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 50 of Dare to Be. Today's title is Dare to Believe. Martin Luther once said, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. Our text for today is from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. "And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, 'My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live.' And he went with him, and a great crowd followed him and thronged about him." Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43 conveys two mighty miracles as Jesus responds to the faith of those who dared to believe. A man named Jairus comes and falls at Jesus' feet, begging him to save his sick daughter. The name Jairus comes from the Greek form of the Hebrew word yair, which means one giving light, or he enlightens. Jairus is named appropriately because he provided spiritual enlightenment for others. Rodney Cooper explains Jairus's position. Jairus was a synagogue ruler. This was a respected and honored position in the community. He did not serve as a priest, but it was his responsibility to take care of the administrative details of the synagogue. This included making arrangements for public worship and inviting visitors to teach. Despite his high position, Jairus cast his dignity aside and bowed at the feet of Jesus. His 12-year-old daughter was dying. Note Jairus' description of her as his little daughter. A 12-year-old is not little. However, this shows how precious she was to him. Jairus was in a desperate situation. He tells Jesus that his daughter is at the point of death. That's from verse 23. "There is nothing that feels more helpless than when one of your children is suffering. If you are a parent, you would do anything to help your sick child. Jairus, who oversees ministry to others, is faithfully serving his family. He does the best he can for his dying daughter by seeking Jesus." Jairus had faith in Jesus. He dared to believe that if Jesus came and laid hands on his daughter, she would be healed. David Guzik shares additional insight into Jairus' level of faith. "This man had great confidence in Jesus, and he believed that Jesus had all power to heal his daughter. But he also believed that Jesus should be there for it to happen. 'Come and lay your hands on her,' he said." It may be that the man held a firm superstition in his mind, believing that the healer had to be present. It may be that he was just accustomed to thinking that way and never really thought about a person being healed in a different way. Whatever the reason, his thinking put Jesus in a box. "To heal my daughter, you have to come and lay your hands on her." When a Roman centurion came to Jesus in a similar situation in Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, Jesus didn't even go to the centurion's house to heal the servant. He simply pronounced him healed from a distance. But here, Jesus did not demand that Jairus show the same faith that the centurion had. Jesus responded to the faith that Jairus had. While Jairus dared to believe, his faith wasn't as strong as the centurion's mentioned in Luke's gospel. Yet, Jesus begins the journey to his house. Jesus desires for our faith to grow stronger as we mature in discipleship, but he's willing to work with us at our current level of faith. The more we witness his response to our faith, the more reasons we have for our faith to grow stronger. Adam Clark provides us with some wise application points from today's scripture that are necessary for answered prayer. We must put ourselves in the presence of Jesus. Scripture says one of the rulers of the synagogue came. We must humble ourselves sincerely before Jesus. He fell at his feet. We must open our request with a holy earnestness and begged him earnestly. We must have total confidence in the power and the goodness of Jesus. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. Some questions for you to consider. What do you need to lay at Jesus' feet? How can you trust him to meet your needs as your faith strengthens? And finally, what additional lessons of faith are exemplified in Jairus' actions? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.